Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you. It is a beautiful Friday here in the city of Houston. And it is always beautiful at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. It's beautiful at all the Little Woodrow's. Particularly beautiful because we're at this one today, the one on Shepherd, just south of Washington. It's great to be with you. A lot of stuff to get into on the show today with you until 6 o'clock tonight. My name is Sean Pendergast. To my left is a man who used to win Super Bowls as a hobby. His name is Ted Johnson. He did it three times.
Yeah, but who's counting? Sean, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
I love coming to this Little Woodrow's for all the different reasons. Just got a great vibe. Come on, see us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, of course. And I just hope, you know, that if I put in a good show, after I think what's been a good week of shows, that I don't get fired like Dwayne Casey did. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm like, man, coach of the year, number one overall seed.
Yeah.
He's improved his team's record 6 out of 7 years he's been there.
Yeah, you
see ya.
You've had a 59-win week up until now.
Yeah.
And just let's not blow it by getting swept by somebody.
That's
today.
What I'm saying.
Right.
So I just,
that's a good point.
Let's just get through today, and hopefully I'll have a job on Monday, man.
I think you'll be okay.
I'm a little worried, man.
I think you'll be okay. Rich is on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. John McClain, not with us today either. If you were listening yesterday, you know John was in studio with us yesterday. So you and I are free and clear on this Friday, Ted. The road is wide open. The only stop along the way is a stop that we love to stop and interview Brian Geltzeiler at 3 o'clock and talk some NBA playoffs with him. Come on out and see us. You can come register, find our promotions people to register for a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas to see Rod Stewart.
Which, according to Rich Lord, is still coming strong with his performances.
I would go see Rod Stewart.
Yeah,
I like Rod
too.
Stewart.
I do too.
And I'll take his word for it because I haven't seen him perform a concert in a while or seen any YouTube of it. But just strictly based on the songs, you know, and what's on my iPhone, I believe the analytics would tell me that I would enjoy that concert.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of Rod Stewart on my iPhone.
You got analytics on the mind too, because I think later on in the show we're going to do some Game of Thrones analytics stuff. I think.
Westeros analytics. Yeah, yeah, we'll do that a little.
When is? I'm almost caught up with Billions. By the way, I watched a few of the episodes last night. I got two more episodes before I'm fully caught up, and I'm being told that it's like some of the best episodes ever.
I know. Amy and I were watching. We got one. We squeezed one in. I say squeezed one in because we both fell asleep like right at the end of it.
Yeah.
We made the mistake of watching it like lying in bed. And when I lie down
so
in bed
hard.
And watch TV,
night,
like
Irene.
I can be well rested. I can be energetic. I could have had a great night's sleep the night before. But if I'm laying down, man.
Dude.
Boom.
It's funny. I mean, some of these basketball games, I'm like, I got to get up and walk around. I got to do something to occupy myself. I just sitting on the couch. I sit straight up. And you know what? And senior, my dad, he's notorious for this. My dad can sit down in a chair and fall asleep faster than anybody.
I'm kind of
jealous.
And
the head is back, and then the mouth is wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just picture it right now. I got a little bit of that in me. I can just sit there straight up in my chair. I'm on the couch. That's a problem. I need to sit in maybe a chair.
Yeah.
And I just, the head comes back, mouth open, and I'm like gone.
Well,
I can be just out for a long time.
It's funny you bring up watching Billions last night, because this, you know, this is a time of year where there's a lot going on, right?
There's
the NBA playoffs. There was even a Game 7 last night in the NHL, but I'm not really into Nashville or Winnipeg. But, okay, it's going on. Baseball's going on. NFL draft just wrapped up. There's even a big golf tournament going on this weekend.
Players' Championship.
And I guess if I wanted to watch something, I could have watched that Game 7, I suppose. But last night, we're not in a hockey city, so I'll be honest with you. Like, I'll wait till it gets to a team where I can, you know, name one of the guys.
It's tough. Everybody that lives in a hockey town will say hockey – playoff hockey is about as good as it gets.
It is.
And I've lived in a hockey town in Boston, and it's so true. But unless you live in that town where your team is still in the playoffs, nobody really cares.
It's even a Game 7. Like, if I see somebody saying, okay, it's going to overtime a Game 7, I'm like, all right, I'll go flip that over because you know someone's hopes and dreams are going to be shattered. my point with all this is last night felt the closest to like the Wednesday after the Major League Baseball All-Star game as any night in a long, long time. There was nothing sports-wise going on last night.
So true, man.
I mean, I know there were baseball games going on, but I'm just talking about like around here or something that the average sports fan would care about in
Houston. You know what? And therein lies the rub. That's why I was watching Catching Up on Billions.
Yeah, same here.
Because there was nothing else on.
That's why I'm mad I only watched one episode, because it was a prime night to be able to just binge-watch like four of them.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep at like 9:50 or
something. But you're getting good sleep these days.
I am getting better sleep. Way better sleep.
In your life
when I did fall asleep, it was for a long, long time. So thanks to Dr. Ben Salento. Yeah.
Nice.
So, but it was a really weird night last night. Like, wow, I wish these series hadn't all gone five games. Although it's not affecting the TV ratings at all.
I know. You put that in the rundown. I saw that, man.
Yeah.
The NBA it's on fire right now, man.
Yep.
I mean, and it's funny. And you put it in the rundown. I don't want to steal your thunder, but
that's okay.
You basically said, you know, like, parity. Who needs parity? I mean, honestly, the teams that are playing now, the top four teams that are playing now, are the teams pretty much we predicted would be the four teams playing at the beginning of the season. Here
yeah.
they are. And I got to admit, I think there's great storylines in both series. You can just dive into both series and find really cool, captivating-type storylines.
And what's clear to me, Ted, is that people are into the journey of each of these teams. That's why the ratings are so good. Even though the series themselves haven't had a lot of series drama, there are compelling. LeBron is compelling every night he steps on the floor these days with that team he has around him.
You're right.
The Celtics have been a compelling story because they're not supposed to be here. They weren't supposed to be in the previous series that they were in. You know, Milwaukee, a lot of people thought Milwaukee was going to knock them out. They almost did. They went to seven games. And then I think just Golden State and the Rockets have both been the story all season long. And I think people are into the journeys of these teams.
Yeah.
The ratings are clear. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, the ratings for the conference semifinals are the highest that they've been since 2013. And when I see that, because in my mind,
it's crazy because it's a lopsided series.
Yeah, I've said it on this show. I go, wow, this has really not been all that exciting, a conference semifinal series. I think all the series other than, well, the Rockets went five, Celtics went five. LeBron got a sweep.
Golden State went to five.
Yeah, yeah. So LeBron's the only one who swept, oddly enough, as we all sit here and you know, we were thrashing away at LeBron in the first round of these playoffs. Like, oh, he may not make it out of the first round. Now he's sweeping the number one seed. But I look at that and people are, and maybe it's more of a football thing than a basketball thing, because Pete Rozelle back in the day used to strive to have his league be an 8-8 league. Bill O'Brien says it all the time. It's an 8-8 league. Maybe basketball is different. And I think history tells us that basketball is different, Ted. When you look at just the last 20 or 30 years of basketball, it's been at its most compelling when there have been dynasties or mini dynasties. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bulls teams of the 90s, the Lakers teams of the early 2000s, the LeBron Heat teams in the time he was there. When there have been dips in interest in the NBA, oddly enough, it's been when there have been teams that are parody type of team. Like when Detroit wins it in 2004, people are like, wow, this is the worst postseason ever.
You know?
And nobody remembers what the scores of the series were. They just remember that there was no dominant team.
That's right. And I think another thing, too, I think it maybe might be part of the ratings and the bump in ratings is you have so many unbelievable rookies playing right now.
I mean,
you look at what's going on with the Celtics, with Tatum. I mean, he's been unbelievable.
Yep.
And you look at Ben Simmons.
Donovan
Mitchell.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of these young, exciting players that are just, you know, you just want to see play more and more. So I think that's part of it. And then you're right. I mean, each one, you know, you get the series with the Pelicans, with Golden State. You know, Steph Curry was back. How was Steph Curry looking?
Right.
Bam. You know, you saw the Rockets maybe there for a little bit early in the series. You know, people were wondering, can the Rockets actually beat these guys? You know, do they have what it takes? So and then in Cleveland, Toronto, obviously Toronto throwing up all over themselves and doing it in such a fashion that it got their coach fired. So each series, even in the semifinals, has really cool, I think, intriguing storylines for people to follow.
Yeah, I think the Rockets, as long as you bring up the Rockets, I think they've struggled just enough to keep people interested in watching their games.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
I think that's exactly right.
they've, a few games in Minnesota, against Minnesota, they're down at the half or it's close at the half. Happened a little bit with Utah. And then they sort of reestablished themselves. But even Game 5 was a bit of a – that was even though it finished a double-digit game,
sure,
it was nerve-wracking along the way.
Yeah,
it had
been tough for a while, yeah.
Yeah, so the Rockets have been just fallible enough to be interesting to people. And now here we are. Now we're here. You know, this is the heavyweight division now. It's Golden State and Houston in the West, and it's LeBron and Brad Stevens over in the East, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think one of the things that people are forgetting, and I heard Nick Wright bring this up today when he was on with John and Cody.
He's everywhere today.
He's unbelievable. They did a great interview with him on Jason Barrett's website.
It's a podcast, isn't it?
He has a podcast and he has a website where he puts up articles.
Yep.
But Jason, if you Google Jason Barrett or go find Jason Barrett on Twitter, you'll see. Oh, Sports Radio. He's at Sports Radio PD on Twitter.
There you go.
But he used to be a PD. He's a consultant now. And one of his guys did a long form interview with Nick, and it's really, really good. But he was on with John and Cody, and I had already jotted this down on my notes. But when I heard Nick bring it up, I said, okay, good. That's a smart NBA guy bringing it up right there.
Is he still loving up on LeBron like there's nobody else?
Yeah, they had some fun with that.
It was a good spot.
It was funny because John asked Nick a LeBron question like towards the very end. And he didn't do that. Nick answered it like a normal basketball expert would answer it, but he kept going on and on and bringing up some LeBron stats. And John's like, oh, wow, listen to you. And Nick's like, you asked me.
Yeah, exactly.
You brought it up.
That's true.
It
man.
Was really funny. But what Nick brought up, which I had jotted down, that I think people are forgetting when they're almost universally, everybody outside of Houston is picking the Warriors. And even a lot of people in Houston are picking the Warriors. You've picked the Warriors, and I get it. But a stat that seems to have gone forgotten, that got brought up all the time back in January and February, and it's a revised stat now because they played more games since it was a thing, they're 50-5 when Harden, Paul, and Clint Capella are in the lineup together, including the postseason. 50-5. And so that includes 10 games against a couple of good teams. It includes all whatever games they played. It might even include a game in there against Golden State. I haven't gone to check that granularly. But people were bringing that up during the regular season as, oh, this is it. Here's the secret sauce as to why the Rockets are going to win. And now all of a sudden, conveniently, people are forgetting, like, when these three guys are in the lineup together, it's really, really tough to deal with them on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I hope that trend continues.
I know you're not rooting for the Warriors. You just picked the Warriors.
No, I mean, are you kidding me? I grew up watching the Rockets. The Rockets were my team. I mean, I'm a fan of the Rockets. And so, but I just saw enough things at the end of the season and in the postseason that makes me a little bit worried. And it's such a contrast in styles. The ball movement of Golden State versus the ISO game of the Rockets. So it's so different, so drastically different. I'm wondering if that's going to be able to match. I just worry that the Rockets will be so exhausted on defense, it's going to affect their offense. I'm worried about points because Golden State's defense is incredible.
It's good.
And then another thing, you mentioned the record with Capella, Harden, and CP3 in there, 50-5, and it's like that's awesome. And another stat is the Rockets in a seven games window all year have never lost four games.
Like, yeah.
So I mean, you know, this is a seven game series. They have yet all season long in a seven game blocks to ever lose four games. That doesn't mean a whole lot, but it's just another stat that I heard that was like, all right, well, you know, that doesn't mean anything maybe at the end of the day, but it's still just another interesting stat where you go, all right, maybe the Rockets, maybe I'm not giving them enough credit here.
Yeah, I think, I don't know where this Rockets team stacks up against teams that Golden State has gone against during this Steph Curry run. You know, I'll go back to when Curry won the MVP the first time in 2015. I don't know where it stacks up, but I know where it stacks up among Rocket teams that I've rooted for in this time, and I think they've got a legitimate chance to beat these guys. Game one is huge, and Nick brought that up too.
Huge.
Game one is kind of the whole series. You know what I mean?
It is.
For the Rockets, at least.
You have to get game one, Sean.
Yeah,
I agree.
That game one is more important for the Rockets than it is Golden State.
Without question.
If Golden State loses that game, you just, okay, we'll find a road game to win. But I think the Rockets need to get off on a good foot
in that series.
Yep.
Couldn't agree more.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.